Luke chapter 9, verses 37 to 62. Jesus heals a demon-possessed boy. The next day, after they had come down the mountain, a large crowd met Jesus. A man in the crowd called out to him, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son, my only child. An evil spirit keeps seizing him, making him scream. It throws him into convulsions so that he foams at the mouth. It batters him and hardly ever leaves him alone. I begged your disciples to cast out the spirit, but they couldn't do it." Jesus said, "You faithless and corrupt people, how long must I be with you and put up with you?" Then he said to the man, "Bring your son here." As the boy came forward, the demon knocked him to the ground and threw him into a violent convulsion. But Jesus rebuked the evil spirit and healed the boy. Then he gave him back to his father. Awe gripped the people as they saw this majestic display of God's power. Jesus again predicts his death. While everyone was marveling at everything he was doing, Jesus said to his disciples, "Listen to me and remember what I say. The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of his enemies." But they didn't know what he meant. Its significance was hidden from them, so they couldn't understand it, and they were afraid to ask him about it. The greatest in the kingdom. Then his disciples began arguing about which of them was the greatest. But Jesus knew their thoughts, so he brought a little child to his side. Then he said to them, "Anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me also welcomes my Father who sent me. Whoever is the least among you is the greatest." Using the name of Jesus. John said to Jesus, "Master, we saw someone using your name to cast out demons, but we told him to stop because he isn't in our group." But Jesus said, "Don't stop him. Anyone who is not against you is for you." Opposition from Samaritans. As the time drew near for him to ascend to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. He sent messengers ahead to a Samaritan village to prepare for his arrival. But the people of the village did not welcome Jesus because he was on his way to Jerusalem. When James and John saw this, they said to Jesus, "Lord, should we call down fire from heaven to burn them up?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them. So they went on to another village. The cost of following Jesus. As they were walking along, someone said to Jesus, "I will follow you wherever you go." But Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens to live in, and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place even to lay his head." He said to another person, "Come, follow me." The man agreed. But he said, "Lord, first let me return home to bury my father." But Jesus told him, "Let the spiritually dead bury their own dead. Your duty is to go and preach about the kingdom of God." Another said, "Yes, Lord, I will follow you, but first let me say goodbye to my family." But Jesus told him, "Anyone who puts a hand to the plow and then looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God."
In today's passage, Jesus reminds us that the least among us is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. In Luke 9, verse 46 to 48, Jesus addresses the thinking of the disciples who argue about who is the greatest among them. And he points to a little child and says, "Anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me also welcomes my Father." If we take this and zoom out a little bit, we see that if we make a straight path for children to come to Jesus, both Jesus and the Father will be welcomed in our midst. And I wonder how much attention we truly give to the children when it comes to our ministry and our efforts and our time and our resources. Lord, I want to pray today that you would help us to see children in the way that you see them. And I want to ask you, Lord, that you would Open our eyes and our ears and our understanding to be able to see what you see when you see the children around us. Lord, help us not to make obstacles for them to come to you, but to truly open the door wide and make the pathway straight for them to be able to run to you, to come and be with you. And as we do, I thank you, Lord, that your presence and the presence of the Father will be with us. Lord, I also want to acknowledge that there are so many children who have been exposed to so much, just like this father of the demon-possessed man who was absolutely desperate and needed mercy for his young boy. So we come and we bring our children to you today, the children of our next generation, the children in our world, and the parents amongst us. Lord, we bring our children before you, and we ask you, Lord, that you would once again come, just like you did with this young demon-possessed boy, and that you will free, deliver, and heal them with your majestic display of power, just like it says in your word that you did for this young boy. Lord, we ask you that you would come again. Father, you can see all the influences that these young children have to endure at such a young age, all the things that hurt their hearts and their young minds and influence them. And Lord, we want to pray today that you would bring healing to this next generation, that you would teach us as ministers, as parents, as leaders, as teachers, and all those in society, Lord, that you would teach us, how do we create a safe space for our children to be able to grow up in you, grow up strong. Lord, we commit our children and our next generation to you, and we pray, heal them with a majestic display of power that would leave both them and their parents and their caregivers and their teachers and the people of our generation in absolute awe of who you are and what you are able to do.